I don't know why they call it what to call the other. Yeller, I guess.
Or is it the white and the yellow?
Yeah.
How many different ways of cooking eggs do you know about?
Well, several. You can scramble them, you can fry them, and you can poach them. I've got a regular poacher, egg poacher. A little cup sits in a little frame. It sets on water instead of setting in water.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sure nice thing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. That's what I eat, one or two eggs for the last year or two. Mm-hmm. That's all I've eaten. But I used to eat three or four fried eggs.
Is that right?
Yeah. Eat too many of them.
Yeah, I've gotten out of the habit of eating eggs, I guess because I don't eat breakfast. It's about the only time of day that I would normally have.
Well, I tell you my breakfast. A piece of ham, a sausage, two slices of bread, and a little butter, and a bowl of cream of wheat.
Uh-huh.
And the coffee.
That ought to set you up for the rest of the day.
That's too much. Well, if I could cook less, cook it this right, it'd be all right, but I always cook too much.
Yeah.
I want to cook it, eat it.
What do you call this piece of meat that you might cook along with your greens?
We always call it sow belly.
Yeah,
right. Of course, it's salt meat.
Did that have any lean on it?
Sometimes, but nowadays they've got a piece of meat they call fat back. It's cut off in the middle, and there ain't no lean in it. That's good flavor piece of meat to me. I like it.
Now you said middling. Is that a side?
That's a side.
Well, what do you call this tough edge that you cut off of bacon before you eat it?
They call that the ends and pieces, don't they?
Well, I was just thinking, like, if you got a side of bacon, you know, when you slice it, one side of the bacon will have that real tough
rind.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the rind?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the rind.
What did, used to you have a man who sold meat exclusively and nothing else? What would you call him?
Well, they call them different things. There is what's called a meat cutter. And then there's butchers.
What if you had kept your meat for too long? What would you say it's done?
Well, it'll get too old on you. Like now, but back in my time, whenever we cut it up, cured it with salt, smoked it, and dried it out and hung it up, boy, it just keep there good for no telling how long.
Yeah.
It'll get to tasting old, though, the older it got, the little older taste it got. But it keep a long time.
How long would it take a piece of meat that hadn't been cured to get spoiled?
Getting bad.
Well, spoiled. Yeah.
Yeah.
So couldn't eat it.
It wouldn't take long
in
warm weather if it ain't got salt or something on it.
But is there anything that you can make with the meat from a hog's head?
Yeah. I never seen a better beat me a meat.
Is that right?
Souse.